In seacoast towns in New Hampshire, there are composting buckets emblazoned with the orange Mr. Fox logo in front of around 500 doorsteps.
I do like it, yeah. It's very convenient.
Crystal Parody, who lives about a quarter mile from downtown Portsmouth, is one of Mr. Fox's residential customers. She pays $16 a month for the company to take away her food scraps twice a month.
Makes me feel like I'm saving a lot of wasteland, trash heap land.
She is right. The EPA estimates that at 21%, food scraps make up the biggest chunk of what's being dumped in the average landfill. Once Mr. Fox picks up her bin, the compost gets trucked to Elliott, Maine, where in around 6 months, it's turned to soil. Some of that is donated to school gardens, and each customer can get a bag or two per year. But ultimately, the plan is to sell what's left over. Here is Mr. Fox himself.
My name is Brian Bedard. I'm the chief executive composter at Mr. Fox Composting.
Bedard built the facility in Maine last year. He wanted it to be in New Hampshire, but for one, he couldn't find a good plot of land, and for two...
The tough part in New Hampshire is you can't do meat and dairy in your compost.
That regulation, imposed by the Department of Environmental Services, might sound like a small thing, but it's a big stumbling block for small-scale composting businesses.
Yeah, this is our start right here.
The other compost hauler in the state is Capital Composting, run by Paul Vera. Almost a year ago, he started taking food scraps for residents and businesses around Concord.
Yeah, it's actually more of like a natural kind of smell than anything.
His heaps, which you can find in Bow, are only about 3 by 5 feet each. Like the New Hampshire composting industry in general, the business is in its infancy, which his sister Nicole, who helps him out, makes clear.
We've got about 12 residents-ish, and right now only 4 restaurants that we're picking up at.
For composting as a business to work, they need big customers, so they can pick up a lot of waste per trip with the truck.
I think it's just going to take larger quantities, really. Big food wasters, schools, hospitals, that kind of stuff.
But signing up those big customers is really hard if they have to pick the meat and cheese off the plate instead of just scraping the whole mess into a 5-gallon bucket. Which is why composters are pushing state regulators to get that rule changed. And the state, according to Doug Kemp with the Solid Waste Department at DES, is open to the idea.
This is a very simple thing. It's very doable. Other states do do it.
Initially, the fear was that the meat in compost piles would cause odors and attract animals, which could lead to spreading pathogens. But businesses say that operations around the country have shown that composting these materials can be done safely. And in all the states surrounding New Hampshire, it's already a reality. Just to the west, Vermont is phasing in a ban on throwing away food waste between now and 2020. And Massachusetts is requiring businesses to compost their food waste starting in October. Many composters are hoping New Hampshire will go the same route, just as the state did in 1993 when it banned throwing yard waste in landfills. But even just a small rule tweak like lifting the meat and dairy restriction could be a boon to New Hampshire taxpayers. Any food waste that's sent to a composter instead of a landfill is weight the town doesn't have to pay to have hauled away. Mike Durfor with the recycling business group, the Northeast Resource Recovery Association, says you can do composting for as little as $55 a ton.
The estimated average for disposing of just trash is about $90 a ton in the state, so it's going to cost you half as much money to compost as it is to just throw it away. The other good news is that that material that you're composting is then going to be reused.
Towns that decide to compost themselves can sell the bagged product and make a little extra on top of that. That could spur taxpayers to push their towns to collect compost, and that would be good news for outfits like Mr. Fox and Capital Composting. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.